Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You have a backup plan?
No. I'm going to just roll with it.
It was horrible. The worst experience of my entire life.
And it's like just glass shattered everywhere. And I'm just like frozen. Like, what just happened?
Oh my God. Did you hear?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to drop some truth. Welcome to Breeze Real Talk.
Welcome to the first episode ever of Bree's Real Talk. I am Bree. It's your girl Bree, B-R-E, on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find me on the radio.com app. Listen to me on Hot 103.7 in Seattle, and I am accompanied by my BFF here, Alec on the radio.
How's it going? Hey now.
Hey yeah, now.
That's me. Hey now.
Alec, where can we find you at?
You can listen to me on the radio here in Seattle at 100.7 The Wolf. I do the afternoon show, or worldwide on the radio.com app.
Alec, thank you for joining me on this podcast. He's going to be here with me every single week as we get really real on a lot of personal topics, among other things. Maybe interview some cool celebrities possibly in the near future, as we have special guests coming in that we work with. And
does it get
siblings
cooler
and
than me?
Family members.
I mean, I just got verified on Twitter, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
that's been a long time coming.
I agree. I'm to be completely honest with you, this is something that I set as a goal of mine probably 3 years ago, to get verified on Twitter. And I have been diligently working, not just like sitting by saying, man, I hope one day I get verified on Twitter. I've been emailing people. I've been trying to connect with people on LinkedIn that work at
Twitter. You were writing letters,
like,
bro.
Seriously, I'm dead ass. Like, 100%, and it finally happened this week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
To
be honest with you, I have not been that excited when I found out I got verified in a long time.
That's awesome. Good for you. I forgot that you got verified. That's big news in your life.
It is.
Alec loves this, like, I'm the man. He has that I'm the man vibe.
Thank you. Not going to disagree.
Look at you. New year, got verified. Oh my gosh. What are we looking forward to in the new year?
I don't know. What comes next? Like, I feel like this is the peak for me.
Yeah. I'm still enjoying everything here in Seattle. This is great.
Yeah. What's next for you?
I don't know. Well,
I know what's next.
I recently moved.
Yeah. Oh boy. I got a good story about that too.
Do you have a good moving story?
Oh, God, I have the best worst moving story, if that makes any sense.
I bet you I could top yours.
You think?
100%.
All right.
Did I ever tell you about my moving story?
I don't think so. Does yours involve like almost 30 hours of a blizzard-like conditions?
No, but mine almost involves of me dying.
Damn it.
Told you I could top yours.
I guess so, but I feel, okay, nobody almost died in my... We could have.
But you didn't.
Welcome to Breeze Real Talk.
You guys, I am in the process of moving to a new spot here in the Seattle area. I'm very excited because my current place just is I'm just going to say
I like don't feel, I think I've said this before, but when I drop you off, like after we're hanging out or whatever,
yeah,
I don't feel safe like stopping my car.
But you know what? I do appreciate you waiting till I get into the door.
I wait until you get into the door.
Like very gentleman-like.
Like a true gentleman.
Thank you.
But I feel like I have to.
Yes.
And it's like, sometimes there's people walking by and I'm like, oh boy.
And mind you guys, when I moved here, I had no idea the lay of the land. You know, I was just kind of like, oh, it's close to work. It's not that expensive. It's just a studio. It's just me for now. Let me figure out the lay of the land and then I'll move from there after my year lease is up. Well, I had no idea I was going to be living next to a boys' home, across the street from a homeless shelter, and then on the other side of the building is like a rehab center for drug addicts.
And you're right next to an underpass.
Yeah.
That a lot of homeless people occupy.
Right.
Because there's a soup kitchen there.
You know, the thing is, you know what? Hey, I am not here to judge, but I am a single young lady.
Yeah.
And I walk at like 3:30 in the morning to get to work because I'm on the morning show. It is scary as hell.
You hear stories sometimes about like those homeless people that, you know, some of them are worse than others, like with drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
And they start stabbing people, random people for no reason.
Yep. And, you know, every day before I leave, I have a routine. I do the sign of the cross. I walk out, look left and right and walk out the door. And I'm just constantly checking my back. Now, that's sad if I have to
do that,
actually? Right? I swear to God, I do that. I have a routine. Because I'm scared, bro.
I mean, I get like looking at the peephole. Good call. Like checking your back when you're walking and stuff.
Yeah.
But the crossing, that actually...
Alec, pretty sure I believe. Okay, anyway.
Right, sure.
Just because you believe in Jesus. But anyway, so you guys, I'm moving to a better location, safer environment, a little bit further from station. So I'm not going to be walking too much anymore.
You know what? I thought about that too. What's your plan to get to work again? You're going to Uber every day?
For now. Because I recently let go of my car, which is fine, but I'm going to Uber in the morning and then I'm going to I already have like, I'll probably take the bus back.
Do Ubers run that early?
Mm-hmm. They run all times of the hours and nights. People need to get home after they get drunk.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what time you get here?
I would probably call my Uber probably around 4:15.
I've had trouble getting Ubers that early in the morning.
Really?
Sometimes.
Here in this city or where? Because Seattle's a big city.
Yeah, and I think in Minneapolis,
okay,
another big city.
I don't know. I feel like...
You're talking about like size of cities. Minneapolis is like 15, Seattle's 12. It's like,
sure,
there's three cities in between.
But I feel like this city is just like living off of Ubers
it is.
And
this
Lyfts.
City is very large.
Yeah.
It's much bigger than its population seems.
Yeah.
But...
I think I'll be fine.
All right, good. Do you have a backup plan?
No. I'm going to just roll with it. I'm good.
I suppose you could probably call a cab, right?
Backup plan would be buy a bike. I would bike to work.
From Fremont?
Yeah. You could take streets. I've walked it before.
What? You've walked from Fremont to here?
Yeah. Well, from here to the, to Fremont. Yeah. It's not that, you guys, he's
over
exaggerating.
How long did that take you?
It was about 45 minutes to an hour.
Jeez. Why would you walk an hour to Fremont? Why would you call an Uber?
No. I mean, it was a nice day and I just kept walking and I was like, might as well walk the
whole
way.
What's wrong with you? That is so not Seattle of you, by the way.
No, that is Seattle
of
me.
No, it's not. Everyone else in the world would call
an Uber.
No, that
is not Californian of me.
Nobody from Seattle is walking from downtown to Fremont. Maybe they're walking from downtown to Cap Hill.
You know what they
Maybe.
Would? You know what Seattleites would do?
What?
They would run from downtown to Fremont.
Ride a bike.
Exactly.
Ride one of those, like, we don't have, so if you're not from Seattle and you're listening to this, we don't have those scooters. They won't let us have the Lime scooters in Seattle for some reason because all the hills.
Yeah, they don't work.
And here's that quick side note. I'd never been to Seattle before I came here for my interview.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how hilly it was.
Oh, super.
You don't think of hilly hills in Seattle, but downtown Seattle is horrible to walk through.
Yeah. It's like San Francisco.
It really
is.
It
honestly is. It reminds me of San Francisco. So, the hills.
We don't have the scooters. We have bikes. They're like power assisted bikes. Mm-hmm. And those things are everywhere.
Yeah. We have the Lime bikes and the jump bikes.
Jump. Yeah.
The jump bikes.
The Uber thing.
Yeah. But who knows? I don't know. I might buy a bike. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
There's so many variables in your life right now.
Yeah, you know, and it's okay. I'm okay with it. I'm
really?
Fine. I'm kind of like just
that
living on the edge.
That would stress me out a little bit, honestly.
I mean, I look fine on the outside. On the inside, I'm freaking out.
I made the biggest mistake moving here from North Dakota.
Yeah.
My in-laws offered to come with us. My wife's parents and sister made the 25-hour road trip with us. And we got a big old U-Haul, the biggest one they offer. We packed it up. And we were coming from like a 3-bedroom townhouse. So, I mean, like, we had a lot of stuff. And we drove in February through 3 mountain passes, 2 of which were closed. So, one, we had to find an alternate route, which was the worst thing of my entire life because you couldn't see a single thing. The snow was so bad. It was horrible. The worst experience of my entire life. And you want to know what? They gave us a good amount of money to move here.
Mm-hmm.
A good amount of money.
Yeah, I got a good amount too.
And my ass was like, you know what? I'm going to spend as little of this as I can. I'm going to keep it. Horrible mistake.
Yeah.
If I could do it again, I would take all of that money they gave me to move here and then some to avoid that. I will never move myself again, ever.
Yeah, I had the worst experience moving up here. Basically, I was moving up here. I got a U-Haul just like you. And my mom and dad came and they were driving my car. Mm-hmm. So I drove the U-Haul here. They drove my car. And my best friend came with me. So she's in passenger. So we're leaving in the middle of summer. I got the job in like August. Mm-hmm. And all these fires are just killing California. Like it's insane fire season. So we had a drive from Sacramento. It is like smoky as hell. Our truck that we got basically like broke. The air conditioner, like ventilation broke, like in the middle of us driving up there.
Oh.
So it was like the worst. Like we have our hands over our mouths and noses as we're driving through. It was like the worst, right? Finally, we get out of there, get into Oregon, whatever. Finally, we are like 45 minutes out of Seattle. So we hit Tacoma and we get into a car accident.
In the U-Haul.
And it wasn't my fault. It was a tow truck from Puyallup, which is a city outside of Tacoma. And he skid on the other side of the freeway. And mind you, this is like 4 p.m. on a Saturday, like jam packed, right?
Traffic in Tacoma is always bad.
Yeah, it's always bad. But 4 p.m. on a Saturday,
that's bad
worse.
News. Yeah.
So we're not even going. Like it's slow, slow-mo. On the other side of the freeway, going south, basically skids into the middle barrier. And they were doing like construction. So it's like a middle, like concrete barrier.
Sure.
Hits the barrier, and I'm in the middle lane. Hits the barrier, pushes the barrier into the car next to me. The barrier breaks. Piece of the freaking cement crashes right into my windshield. And and it's like just glass shattered everywhere. And I'm just like frozen. Like, what just happened? Luckily, nobody hit anybody. It was literally like just that happened. The barrier basically hit the cars and everybody kind of slowed down and stopped because we weren't going fast anyway. It was insane. Thank God my dad wasn't like tailgating me. He didn't hit me. And it was like the worst. And I just remember like, damn, this is my welcoming into Seattle. Like, is this really going to be that bad? I cannot believe that was my move here. It was the worst. And I couldn't drive the tow truck to my new apartment. So like the tow truck that came to pick us up had to put my U-Haul on a bed. Drive it here. Like it was insane. Like it was bad.
You've been cursed from the beginning.
I know. It was just really bad. And then I walk into my apartment that I have not seen yet. I rented it online and it was the worst. I was so mad.
You didn't come here before?
I came here for the interview and that was it.
You didn't want to come for another trip to like find a place to live?
No, because when I got the job, they're like, we need you here in 2 weeks.
You know, you can push that back.
Well, it was a long process for me to get this job.
Yeah. I pushed mine back well over 2 weeks. I think I started a month after I said I'd take this job.
Well, I probably could have. Yeah. I think I was.
You
just,
definitely can.
No,
I'm sure you're
excited.
Like I was pumped too. I was excited. I want to get here. I want to get going.
Yeah.
But like at the same time, like I got to move across the country, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I can't be there in 2 weeks.
Maybe that's why I was excited too. Cause I'm on the same coast.
Sure.
So I wasn't thinking
too
much.
You'd have to drive 25 hours?
Yeah. And I thought I got a good spot. I was like, oh, it's close to the station. I don't have to drive. I don't have to pay for parking.
Yeah. We got a good spot too.
It looked beautiful online. Lies.
Our place was brand new. Nobody had ever lived there before. The place looked like a 5-star hotel.
Oh, yeah. Tell them what happened.
I can't.
Oh. Legal purposes?
I legally can't. But we had a really nice place downtown, and some stuff happened.
I didn't know you guys were going to Judge Judy, bro.
We had to sign something to get out of it. So I can't. I legally cannot tell you what happened or where it was, but.
But if you want to DM us.
Yeah. You DM me at Alec on the radio on Twitter. I won't tell you. But some stuff happened. So we had to move after only living here for 3 months. We had to move again after we moved across the country.
Yeah.
So then that time I hired movers and it was like $700.
Yeah. So which is why I decided not to hire movers.
I get it. I totally get it. If you have people to help you.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a good thing you're getting out of the place you have to pray every day to leave. You shouldn't have to pray to leave your house.
You should definitely, before moving from home to a new job, you guys should definitely go and scope out the area and pick a place you want to live.
We made a whole trip out here just for that reason.
But you still came across horrible stuff, though. That's my point.
But we found a great place. It just like what had happened there. Like that's nothing I could have foreseen that.
Sure.
From like coming on a tour here. And I'm so glad we did come, though, because like you said, when you look online, it is so deceiving.
Yeah,
like you 100%. Get in that place and you're like, this is so small. Like we could have never, we have two dogs and like my wife and I, we could have never made 99% of the places we were interested in work. We got here Friday morning. We spent Friday all day, Saturday all day, and Sunday before our flight looking at places. We probably looked at 100 places.
Damn.
No joke. And like they were all no go.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. And you ended up the one with, never mind. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's Bree's Real Talk Podcast with It's Your Girl Bree. And I got Alec on the radio right next to me.
Yes, sir.
You guys can listen to us and find us on the radio.com app or anywhere podcasts are available.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.